Good afternoon, the Exotics Vet. This is Emily. No, it's 35. Yep. The beak, we will get them in for a health check with the vet, unless, like, at the time of the nail trim, the nurses are concerned, because routinely the beaks don't need trimming unless there's some sort of deficiency or they've got some overgrown reason. No, I wouldn't recommend the scissors. You could use like a pair of nail trimmers or cat nail trimmers. You just got to be careful not to get as quicks because they will bleed quite a lot. Yeah, but at the time, if you did want to come in for a nail trim, the nurses can show you how to do it. So then going forward, you can try to do it again yourself. It'll just be that initial one. That'll be through us, but it's up to you. It just depends on the bird and their diet. But if it's just because they're sharp, they'll grow every sort of like throughout the year, but they'll only grow like a very small little bit. As long as he's got the right purchase, he's on the right diet, that should keep it all down. But if they're growing excessively, it could be diet related, it could be, you know, health related. So that's a different sort of ball game altogether. Alrighty. No, it's okay, take care.